Let's go to rural news. Maya Burry is here now. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Susie.
Now, small apples, but big success.
So, despite the challenges thrown up by COVID-19, the Hawke's Bay miniature apple company, Rocket Global, says this has actually been one of its strongest seasons to date. So these apples, they're just a few centimetres across, and they were developed 11 years ago in the hopes of appealing to those who just want a small snack between meals. The chair of Rocket Global is John Lachlan, and he told Eric Frickberg that the final fruit from this year's crop has just been packed for export.
Our volume is up 25% and our prices are largely unchanged from last year.
So how have you done that when there's COVID, which should have been disrupting trade?
It certainly disrupted some channels and some markets, but you know, it's been a real plus for online sales and supermarket sales, so some channels are disrupted. At the same time, we've found that consumers in Asia have been looking for healthy, exciting food options as part of their response to COVID.
And what markets are you selling to?
China, Vietnam, Taiwan, Southeast Asia, the Middle East.
John Lachlan says that Rocket does represent just a small section of total apple orchards, but he says it is expanding at a rate of 30% a year.
Now, a new agreement is intended to bring a better class of hop to the craft beer scene.
Yeah, probably not one that I'm an expert on. I don't really know my Pilsner from my Hazy or anything like that. But New Zealand Hops Limited, it's just signed a deal with the Crown Research Institute Plant and Food Research to help develop the industry. So NZ Hops, it's a cooperative of 27 growers, and as well as us supplying the domestic market, they also export to 20 countries. And the agreement, it's hoped to make the industry stronger still by adding new varieties with unique flavour and aroma profiles. So these are becoming increasingly popular with brewers of craft beer right around the world, but they also hope to develop the use of hops for other areas, including textiles and health and beauty products. So you might not have heard of organic hop extract eye cream, but apparently there is a New Zealand company producing just that, and it's a growing market, I'm told.
It's a thing, okay. Mm. Now, what about rural contractors? They must be relieved after getting staff to operate agricultural machinery kind of against the odds.
Yes, this has been a long-running story. Even when the government belatedly relaxed border rules and approved 210 skilled overseas workers to come in and fill gaps in the local workforce, processing delays with these applications did actually threaten to leave vital springtime work on farms undone. 82 workers have now been hurriedly approved by Immigration New Zealand, and further applications are in train. Roger Parton of Rural Contractors New Zealand says the problem is slowly being solved.
We've got a few of the people on the ground already. They've arrived now currently in the managed isolation facilities. The general outlook is that we've sourced people from all sorts of areas, including overseas, and we think that it will be tight, but we should be able to get the harvest done this year and get the crops in, which is what is needed.
How easy has it been to handle this problem?
Not easy at all, because we've been juggling a whole lot of balls at the same time. This has been a different way of doing things, and nobody was quite sure which order you did it and what you had to do. And we've managed to work our way through that by communicating with the right people, and now the thing is flowing much more smoothly than it was.
So you're breathing a sigh of relief.
I am, and I'm looking forward to Christmas.
That's Roger Parton. And this relative success does contrast with other exemptions approved by the government, such as vets, where a worker shortage does still remain critical despite an exemption for 30 vets. But also fishing crews, something we've heard a bit about recently, that coronavirus outbreak and managed isolation are creating a few challenges there. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning.